This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we rejoice at the resurrection of our Lord, and we hear about how Jesus rises from the dead in the resurrection and appears to Mary Magdalene and another woman. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to seek the gift of wisdom from the Holy Spirit so he can live in the startling truth of the resurrection. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of hope so he can reject despair and look forward to his own glorified body. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at EveryCatholicMan.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 7. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, they went to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the door of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw the stone was rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were amazed. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, as he told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in today's Gospel reading. After accomplishing his passion, Jesus' scourged and crucified body is placed in a cold stone tomb, the Holy Sepulchre, near the place of the crucifixion. Following the darkness and earthquakes of Good Friday and the lonely sorrow of the Jewish Sabbath on Saturday, the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the early morning hours of Sunday establishes a new Sabbath, celebrated each year on Easter Sunday. And that word Easter, by the way, means dawn. The first and the greatest of all the Christian feasts. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1169. On Good Friday, urged by the Jewish leadership, Pilate had Jesus' body sealed in a tomb with a great stone. That stone, by the way, was perhaps 4 to 5 feet in diameter and may have weighed as much as 1 to 2 tons. The tomb was continuously guarded by the Roman soldiers for 3 days to make sure that his disciples didn't stage a fake resurrection. At dawn on Sunday, Mary Magdalene and another Mary, not Jesus' mother, who witnessed Jesus' anguished death on the cross and watched him be placed in the tomb, arrived with spices to complete the burial ritual. An angel of the Lord, blinding in appearance, his appearance is like lightning and white, very similar to the description of Jesus at the Transfiguration. The angel arrives with a great earthquake and rolls back the enormous stone that seals Jesus' tomb. The Roman guards, violent men, tested in bloody battles, are paralyzed with fear, and they look like dead men. The Lord's angel commands the women to not be afraid, confirms that Jesus has indeed risen, instructs the women to view the empty tomb, and commands the women to tell the apostles Jesus will appear to them in Galilee. As the fearful and joyful women rush back to the upper room, they encounter the risen Christ. We see that recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 9 and 10. Full of holy awe, which is a mixture of fear and divine reverence, the two women fall to the ground, holding his feet and worshiping him. Like his angel, Jesus commands the women to not be afraid and tell his brethren he'll appear to them in Galilee. After the women go and tell the apostles, Peter and John rush to the tomb and come to believe that Jesus has indeed risen. We see that in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 9. Well, the resurrection from the dead of Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday should lead a man to be full of awe. But also, let's look at a couple of other ways a man can grow in awe of Jesus by reflecting upon today's gospel. St. Peter is a personal eyewitness to the events of Easter, and his eyewitness account is recorded by his assistant, St. Mark, in the Gospel of Mark. Be awed by Jesus, the divine prophet, as his prophecies are perfectly fulfilled in the Passion and Resurrection. Jesus is betrayed by the Jewish leadership. He is crucified by the Romans. He is buried in a tomb, and the Son of God, he is resurrected on the third day with a glorified body. Well, let's look at a few ways a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon the resurrection of Jesus. Live in the startling truth of the resurrection. Realize, after preparing mankind for millennia, God spectacularly entered human history through the incarnation and reveals in his passion and resurrection that God exists, men have souls, and that God has the divine power to resurrect men from physical and spiritual death and bring them to eternal joy. Believe. Reflect upon the resurrection. See the Catechism paragraphs 638 through 658. Pray. Holy Spirit, give me the gift of wisdom so you help me live in the startling reality that you exist and that you love me, and that I am more than an animal, and that I have a soul, and my soul can be resurrected from the dead, and that I can spend eternity with the Blessed Trinity, the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph, the apostles, and all the saints and angels forever. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Look forward to your own glorified body. Realize, overwhelmed by physical suffering and death, a Catholic man can fall into despair and forget that God has promised to resurrect him and give him a glorified body. Believe. Reflect upon the resurrection of the body. See the Catechism, paragraph 655 and 988 through 1019. Pray. Jesus, resurrected Christ, help me build the virtue of hope, so I reject despair and joyfully remember that you promised to resurrect me from the dead and give me a glorified body. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness, and here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, seek the gift of wisdom from the Holy Spirit so you can always live in the startling truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And second, build the virtue of hope so you can look forward to your own glorified body. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. It's an easy way to draw others to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. If you'd like to continue in your study and growth in Catholic manhood, go to EveryCatholicMan.com. There you'll find an extensive library of helpful tools and resources to help you grow in holiness and happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Until next time, always remember that Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.